Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, you read. I'm going to start. Here we go.
I don't want to.
I was born to lead, not to read. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gaming degenerates of all ages, welcome back to another episode of A Winner Is You, brought to you by thechairshot.com, where we always use our head, and we never forget that the cake is a lie. Gentlemen, y'all have your beverages, I see, as Drew runs during the intro to get his bottle of margarita.
This is why I was going to make a comment. You're not on Talking Smack. We can't even trust you to be here for the start of the show. Look at that. We start the show, he just disappears.
You're right. I skipped the intro music. Sorry. But it was important. The Kirkland Margarita mix was calling. And, you know, it was lonely.
I like how you just bring the bottle over.
It's easier.
I got
Pop that little safety thing off the top there, so you can just...
What did I just do?
What's there that? You go. Then you don't even need the glass. Just drink right out of that thing.
That's a smart idea.
Mm-hmm.
If it's been in the fridge, sure.
You know what? The ice is going to add something, though.
Yeah, it depends if you keep it in the fridge. I keep mine in the fridge.
Once you open it, you're supposed to keep it in the fridge?
You don't?
You are.
You
it
do,
says
do you?
Keep refrigerated on there.
It does.
I put it.
It's in red letters on the back.
Keep that shit refrigerated. Mm.
Who reads the back? I never read the back.
I don't.
Fucking bottle.
I don't read it. You just open it, pop the top, and drink it.
I have a wife who is very concerned about those types of things. So
what about? Go ahead.
Sorry. She yelled at me for keeping it out. She said you're supposed to refrigerate that, and I'm like, it's alcohol. And then we compromised and started refrigerating them.
Sounds about
I was
right.
Gonna ask you about hot sauce. Do you put hot sauce in the fridge?
Yeah, because that also says to refrigerate on the bottle. And
not,
same
not
life.
All of them. Not all of them.
Red Hot, I think, does.
Everything but does. Your the little bottle of whatever Tabasco stuff that they keep on the
on the table.
On the tables. That's about the only thing.
Those probably should be refrigerated. Have you seen how nasty those look?
That's why
they're
I
usually
stay
pretty
away.
Gross. I bring my own hot sauce.
We're a Red Hot family, so
you know what? I was too, but we did Whole 30 for a month, so we cut out a lot of the like preservatives and garbage. And now I only use Louisiana Hot because it's literally just vinegar, aged peppers, and something else in there.
I didn't realize there were preservatives in Red Hot. Is there?
Yeah,
other
there's. There's a lot of stuff in there that you're not supposed to have. Well, as part of Whole 30, I'll say. It's cutting out all the excess sugar, sodiums, and preservatives, and words I can't pronounce.
I don't know. It says cayenne pepper, distilled vinegar, water, salt, and garlic pepper. Or sorry, garlic powder.
Which one? Did you have just the regular Red Hot?
This is what Red Hot's website is telling me. Yes, Frank's
lying.
Red Hot.
They're lying to you. No, you know what it is? It's because I had the Red Hot Buffalo.
Oh,
I had the
yeah.
one that adds like the buffalo flavor because I use that when I'm like making wings, yep. and then I use that as the sauce.
Well, because I think that has butter in it, and
yes,
that's probably
butter.
Why it has all of the preservatives
no good.
As well.
Butter, no goo.
No goo.
So.
Yeah. You got to go with the. You got to find Bouillards. That's shit right there. Get it at Woodman's, man.
Bouillards. That looks good. Is that like a Louisiana thing?
Fantastic.
It sounds kind of French.
Hey, let's read that label. Let's read that label right quick.
Hey, look, refrigerate after opening.
Yeah,
it's good.
I never, never do that.
Louisiana. It is made in Louisiana.
Where's my ding?
Yeah.
That deserves ding. A ding.
There you go. Certified Cajun, a product of Louisiana. It's good shit.
It's my favorite.
If Sean was here, he'd give us his Louisiana accent.
He would. Oh, he's my missing favorite. Out, too, because he loves himself some good hot sauce. So,
my favorite.
We might have to have a hot sauce talk one day, because
I'm all about hot sauce.
He is a connoisseur of the hot sauce, especially since he has no taste in his tongue. So, you know.
That helps. We could definitely do a top five hot sauces. I think that would
yes.
be
hey, a good one. Hey, episode 30 is coming up. We're on episode 29. Episode 30 is next week. Top five hot sauces.
Well, if you guys ever invite me to your talk and smack, maybe we could do hot sauce talk on there.
You're not invited.
Yeah. Well,
game over, you know man. What? Game over.
When your co-host has to find out about it on Twitter, he gets a little salty.
It's talking smack. Saturday morning, Adam Chudy. That's what we're talking.
That's what it's called. It's my show. And I say, I look at the camera, I'm like, we keep it rolling. I don't care if we have 15 minutes. We're going 45.
Glad you guys are sticking to the window you have.
Yeah,
though. We definitely good. We were really
yeah,
bad last
we were
week.
Not good last week. Saw your wakey-wakey, hands-off snakey talk that you had going on.
Yeah, that we started on a bad foot.
Hands-off snakey.
Yeah, that's no good. All right. Well, let's get into what we're actually talking about on episode 29 of A Winner Is You.
Shall we play a game?
Game on!
Yeah, game on!
All right. E3 is all virtual this year for 2021. We're going to talk a little bit about how that's going to work out. We got a new Battle Royale game in Pac-Man. We got to talk turnips. We're going to talk a Last of Us remake with Naughty Dog. And finally, some new ads to the Xbox Game Pass that you may not be able to play if you're part of the PC community. Let's get into it. Well, you guys going to tune in for E3 this year? All virtual, baby.
I think we should. I mean, is there any cost to the virtual streaming?
It does. I believe it is all free.
I think you can watch it. Can you watch it on Twitch? Is that an old thing?
It says GameStop is going to be hosting.
Oh, well, yeah. Look at so they're gonna rolling it, though.
So it's going to shut down.
Baby.
To the moon.
They can afford it. Yeah. That's interesting. I remember, so when I used to watch E3, I would watch it every year because you could do it on your console. So, like, I'd watch it through Xbox or PlayStation. And I can't remember if they showed the whole thing. I really feel like I was able to watch the whole thing. They'd obviously put spotlights on their own, like, Sony focused on. Sony, Microsoft focused on Microsoft, especially. So, like, I remember watching it, like, free back then. That would have been a couple years ago. I remember last year, obviously, a pandemic start. That changed a lot of things. I don't want to say it was canceled, but wasn't it delayed and then made fully virtual? I don't remember. That might be just talking out of my ass. But I don't mind it. Like, I have never thought about potentially going to one of these. So, just having it be all virtual and watching it from home on my couch or wherever, that sounds pretty nice.
That does sound really nice. I know it's always one of those things that I've wanted to go to just because it speaks to me with all the stuff that they unveil there. But yeah, it's also one of those things that doesn't speak to me because I hate crowds. so being able to kind of just sit on my couch and watch it for free and see all the cool things. I think this might be pretty slick.
Drink from your absolutely bottle of margarita, and yeah, you don't have to worry about lines for the bathroom. You don't, you know.
Well, it's right there.
I can pee outside like I always do down here. It's great.
And I can, and you know what I can do? You can bring, you can have it on your phone, bring it with you to the bathroom.
Hey,
you ain't missing a beat.
Whoa. Ain't gonna miss one drip.
Well, it's June. I'll miss a lot of drips. I'll miss a lot of drips, let's be honest.
Yeah, June 12th through the 15th. So, I mean, yeah, I've always kind of wanted to go to one of these things, too. These and, like, the Comic-Cons and stuff are always sound interesting. It'd be cool to, you know, to just see the atmosphere and everything that it brings, because it is what it is, you know, and it's such a high marketing thing, and people dress up and all that, you know, cosplay stuff. It'd be really cool to go and just see what it's like in person. But I am the same boat. I am not a fan of the crowds. I'd rather just sit and watch it here. So I'm definitely interested. I'm kind of interested in seeing who joins and who, you know, shows off some stuff, because PlayStation and EA, and I don't know if Xbox was the same too, but they don't seem to attend these things anymore. And I don't know if being virtual will change that, or if they'll still be the same way. Cause that's, I don't know. This seems to be the marketplace to do all this stuff and show off all your things. But I guess we're in a different age where we do that all the time now. So do we really need the big pomp and circumstance? I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. Cause that's how it used to be, is everybody was at this. And, like, you tune in, it wasn't the same tuning in, like, on my Xbox or whatever. Like, it would be cooler to be there. But, like, think about it now. Like, Microsoft does their own showcase. Nintendo's going to be there, and they're going to do Xbox. Yep. But, like, they do their own thing. PlayStation had their big event that they did for all their games coming out and everything else they were doing before the PS5 launched. So, like, they all kind of, like, the big players in this all kind of do their own thing anyway. You know, I always liked this event because it was cool to be like, oh, this game looks awesome. When that comes out, I'm going to love that. And, like, I remember the last big one was Destiny for me, where I watched the trailers for that. I had no idea that was what that was, or that was a thing. Watch that and being like, oh, I'm hooked to this. I'm going to love that. And then I was hooked to Destiny and Destiny 2. Of, like, that's what started that for me. And, like, my group, like, my group of friends at the time, like, that hooked us all. So, like, we all wanted to play it all the time after watching that on whatever buddy's Xbox together in their living room and tuning into E3 that year. But, yeah, it's a lot different now. And you guys bring up a great point about crowds. Like, I can tolerate crowds, but I feel like that's different now, right? Yeah. Like, I do not want to be around people now at all. Everything's delivery to my house. I don't leave the house.
Yep.
I don't want to be around people. Keep it virtual.
Well, I totally agree.
Yeah. I mean, with the social media nowadays, and you can get everything on YouTube, and, you know, there's so many platforms to, you know, promote your upcoming game and all your stuff and your trailers that people aren't, I don't know. This is my opinion, I guess. You know, there's no sense in waiting for E3, because that used to be, right? That was the big platform, because you didn't have the social media to show off, here's the new game or here's the new console coming out. Well, they don't wait for that anymore. So do we really need an event like this? I mean, it's great for marketing, I'm sure. People go in there and all the, you know, swag that you can get and that you can show off. But is it really something that we need in this day and age, in this generation?
I think you're right on with that, because that was the big difference, like, with these events and conferences and, like, going to something like that. Like, it's an event. Like, you're going there, you get to test out stuff, you're going to be buying stuff, you're going to stop at the different booths and whatever, check out the main stages for things. Like, it's an event. Now, when you're, like, at home, you're not buying any of those things, and what realistically is going to be new? Like, the things trailers are going to show us are all just things they've continued working on since we saw the trailers at the end of last year, and then a couple random new things, like, those aren't coming out anytime soon. They'll probably be in E3 next year before, like, Link of Cyberpunk, how many times that came up, and then, you know, maybe this year Cyberpunk will be in it again, and it'll be, we got that update coming for you folks. Let's get Keanu on stage.
So do you think they would make more money having the event and having the things there that you can buy, you know, whatever little tchotchkes and, you know, marketing shit that you can do to buy or to sell commercials.
Well, I don't know. Like, I think about that, like, with the, I don't know if they're really, like, they're selling commercials. Like, I don't know if it's true, like, I think TV advertisement, where I'm sure they are. They'll probably be charging whatever because they know people are all tuning in this year. There's no, well, I think last year too, but there was no, like, physical presence. It's all virtual. So you, it makes sense because it's kind of like, you know, partially like the Super Bowl. More people are watching it from home than they are going to the game. So, like, you really push the ad sales then, and, like, that's when they cost the most. But, like, I don't know. I feel like, having never been to one, I can only imagine the kind of things that you would buy if you went to an event. Like, I just think, like, State Fair. Or I think all the booths we stopped at when we went to that conference. Like, yeah. I am sure there's money coming from that. And then having people, like, you know, at a space like that. It's not like it's E3's building, but they're probably renting out booth space for things. Like, I'm sure they found a way. It either evens out, or I'm sure they're making more money now by not having to rent out whatever place. And then it's all just virtual. Have people film videos at home or at whatever office for whatever place they work and do kind of live streaming. That's probably significantly cheaper. So, like, they probably overall make more money doing it this way because it's probably, the costs are probably less. Well, that's at least would be my guess.
Can we get it, like, maybe, like, QVC style or something where, like, they promote, like, a new Funko Pop, and then it slides over to, like, a picture-in-picture and says, you can buy this Funko Pop right now if you dial 1-800.
Like, I hope so. They should have picture-in-picture with that always in the bottom left doing something like that. A funny story, there's a sex toy QVC that it happens at about 3 a.m. every day.
Oh, boy.
They put a lot of effort into selling those toys. You see some weird shit when you got a newborn and you're trying to figure out what to watch on TV.
Wow.
I'm just like, hey, bud, you're going to learn today.
Keep an eye on this. Oh, boy. Well, that's just a great way to end the E3 talk. So
tied it all together.
Probably going to tune in. Well, I'm sure we'll talk a bit about it when it comes around, June 12th through the 15th. We'll be watching. We'll give our updates on our Winners You Show around that time anyway. While we're here, we might as well take a very quick break. We'll play some commercials here, and we'll be right back on thechairshot.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out TheChairShot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, TheChairShot.com.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Make sure you go over to thechairshot.com to get all your news and podcasts. We got wrestling. We got sports entertainment. Sports entertainment, which I guess falls under wrestling too. But unless you're talking like AEW, which I guess technically is a wrestling show, where WWE is a sports entertainment. So
real wrestling.
That's right, brother. If you didn't pay attention to WrestleMania, just happened, brother. And brother, did he get booed out of the building. And make sure you go also to prowrestlingtees.com/a chair shot and get yourself a chair shot t-shirt. It's always the season of giving. So give yourself or a loved one a chair shot t-shirt. All right. Battle Royales. It's time for some Battle Royales. You going to play Pac-Man 99? It's the newest Battle Royale game.
No.
No? Nope. Moving on.
Not doing it. Not doing it. I didn't even try Mario. If I wasn't willing to do the Mario one, I am not doing this.
Yeah. I'm okay with Pac-Man, but I'm not that great at Pac-Man, and this does not look like some kind of Pac-Man I would play.
Yeah, I don't know. This multiplayer battle royale stuff's getting out of control.
Yeah.
I think it's
these damn kids nowadays with their battle royales.
I feel like that. Like, I feel, especially since it's one of those things where, like, I know, I'm sure if I played them more, I probably would enjoy them. But it's one of those things where I've been out of the loop on them for so long where I'm like, oh, I can't even imagine how you would play these stupid games. Yeah. I don't know.
I agree with you when it's first person, third person shooter, because those are like work. If you're not doing it every day, you're good luck trying to jump back into it. I think they're smart with doing these because they're hitting a bunch of groups. They're hitting the people who like to just do battle royals. They're hitting all of us that remember playing some of these games, like you guys in the arcade, because you're old. You know what I'm saying? But then, like, and then, like, me, I love
Mario.
Can I
mute his mic? So... Can I mute his mic?
I love Mario. I didn't play Mario's Battle Royale, but I
maybe you can shut your dick holster.
Maybe I will. Snip, snap. You know what I'm saying? Okay, and then Tetris 99, I think, was the first one. Yeah. Which I had interest in that, but I couldn't have played it at the time. But, like, I think they're smart doing these because they're hitting all the other fans of it that are like, I don't want to play Call of Duty, but kind of do a Battle Royale type thing. Because these are classic games, you know. You realistically could pick it up and get back into it quickly. Watching the trailer on the Pac-Man one, it actually doesn't seem that difficult. Obviously, it's Pac-Man, but, like, the whole point of these when they do these is that, like, you play people when they do great combos, great things, they're sending enemies and difficulty right to other people. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's the challenge of it, because I think if you just let people just play Pac-Man without a challenge, one game probably could take hours if you get the right people in the lobby playing each other because they just never could be beat.
Yeah. It is interesting what they're doing with these one-player games, turning them into multiplayer by doing that, by having, you know, you have all these other people arranged on the screen around you, all playing their own single-player game, and you're just literally sending, like you said, enemies to other players or whatever. You know, you do good things and it does bad things to other people. Like, I think it's interesting how they're doing that, but I just, it's not for me.
Yeah, I definitely like the fact that they're, you know, they're using some nostalgia of these games and yeah, making them relevant and having some fun with it, which is cool. And, you know, if you're a fan of these types of things with the Battle Royals, then sure, you know, absolutely. I think it'd be a lot of fun probably to do, but yeah, I'm in the same boat. It's really not for me. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm not the biggest fan. Well, I didn't even try the Mario one, so I can't even say it because I'm not a fan of Pac-Man, because I'm a fan of Mario and I didn't even give it a shot, but I don't know what nostalgic game they would need to make in order for me to want to try it. I don't know what's on the docket, but, you know, Burger Man comes to mind for me as one they could do really good with. That's a fun game. I don't know. Oh, it's Burger Time. Excuse me, not Burger Man. Burger Time. Oh, boy. That was bad. Bad, and I should feel bad.
At least you buzzed yourself. You're only fair.
That's right. I'll take ownership for my horribleness, I guess.
You, I don't know. I think you're right. Like, Mario would have been the one I would have downloaded and played, and I didn't even have the excuse, like, with Tetris of not having a Switch to play on. It just didn't interest me to download it and play it. I was kind of like, I'd rather just play Mario. Like, I didn't really want to play the Battle Royale part of it. And I don't know if with me, if part of it's with, I spent a lot of time and years, we'll say years as well, with that. It's not even a fad because it's still a big thing now. But, like, playing when PUBG really started coming around because people wanted just a game dedicated to the Battle Royale, not the expansion of, what was it, Arma 3, I think, or something like that.
Yep.
And people wanted that. And I remember getting in on PUBG when it was whatever. I think it was early access or beta, whatever, where you paid $20 and then you didn't have to buy it whenever it released. And I played that a lot. And then I played when it came out for other ones where it was like, I didn't really play Fortnite. That's for babies. But I played the other games. like, I'd rather just play PUBG then. But then, like, Apex Legends came out and I was addicted to that. Because that was one of the first ones where I felt like I could play with random people and not feel like it was stupid. Like, that was PUBG. If you might as well play by yourself. There's no point playing with random people. Apex Legends didn't feel that way. And then, you know, Warzone came out. When Call of Duty did a version within a game and then they did Warzone, like, they perfected how to make it work. Be like PUBG, but have Call of Duty features and, like, the better mechanics and be an actual working game compared to PUBG. Like, I played a lot when it came to those, and I think I just, like, tired myself out of, like, that whole idea of gaming, where I'm like, I can enjoy watching somebody else play it, I think, if I watch, like, a Twitch stream or some content video, like, oh, here's a good video for, like, 30 minutes. Playing it myself, that sounds like work. And I think that's why I don't want to play these either, because it's, I don't know, it's just, like, it's so stressful. It's like you land in and you play and it's like, man, I'm doing really good. And then you die. And it's like, wow, I just wasted 45 minutes. Like, guess we're jumping back in, boys. Let's do it.
I mean, I think it hits a different genre of that type of multiplayer, you know, one where you can still, it's in a sense still kind of casual, I guess, more than an intense. Like, yeah, I guess it's intense because you're trying to win over 99 other players or whatever and, you know, get the highest score. But it's more of a, I don't know, I feel like it's probably more of a casual type of game, you know, like, I could definitely see them doing it with more games. I don't see this as being the end.
The arcade games, it's definitely arcade games. Pinball, there you go. I could see pinball being a thing.
Like pinball. Yeah. I see Pinball Frogger. I see Frogger coming up. They could do Frogger.
Galaga.
I would play Galaga. If that happened, I would try it.
See, I love playing that. My wife and I will play that on. We have, like, the actual, like, you can plug it in with the whatever, because I'm not old enough to know what those cords even are to plug into my TV. You plug that in, and then you play on, like, your little joystick. We play Galaga there a lot, and then we bought it for Switch to trade off and play against each other. Because, like, we love playing that game. I think when all of us went to that Garcade, that's all she played. She was addicted.
Mm-hmm. Component is what you're looking for there.
Component cables. Composite cables.
Component maybe. Cables. Maybe
depending
composite.
On how old you are.
Depends on, if there's, is it three or five?
It's got a white one. It's got an orange one.
Yep,
maybe a red one.
If it's just white and red,
should be yellow, red, composite. And yellow, red, and white.
Blue.
Okay, green. Blue and green, then you're composite. That's what you're talking about.
Orange.
It's got the five.
Man, it's like basically.
I was trying to see if it was here. I was trying to find if it's here. I don't know where it is.
It's like S video.
Ooh, baby.
Who remembers that cable?
Playing in 480p right there. I have the S. I think I still have some S video cables probably.
Oh, yeah. I do too.
My box of just random cables that I have. So I guess that's it. Play it. It's out now, so play it if you want. Otherwise, wait for the Galaga edition. I don't know. I'm down for that.
I'd play that.
I don't know.
I would definitely.
I don't think Galaga
apples. I'll play that one. I didn't see though. I don't think this one leaves. I think this is just meant to stay. Or is this going to come off at some point?
Sure, it'll come off. I mean, the Tetris 99 one, I think, just got pulled, and that was out for a long time. So it's probably going to be out for a while. It'll probably last
more than a year. I see you can spend some extra money on packs, so maybe it stays around for a bit.
I'll stick to my iPad and playing the bingo, where you just buy a couple cards and you wait for the bingo numbers to be called and hopefully you win.
That sounds terrible.
Do you win money?
What is no, this? It's fake. It's all just for nothing.
Do you either have to wait a half hour or watch an ad to get more bingo
yes.
cards?
Yes.
That sounds so stupid.
You have to get more packs.
Or you can pay
to...
coins, right?
Or you can, yeah, or for, $1.99, you can, buy the 30-pack of cards and you're all set to go. Yeah.
You can get the boosters, too. You get the boosters,
Get the power-ups.
And then if you get the better deal, if you spend $19.99, you're getting fancy daubers, colors, characters.
Best deal, $20.99.
That's right. You'll be set for weeks.
Oh, man.
All right. That's enough of that shit. Moving on.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Okay, it's time for everybody's favorite new game. It's called Turn Up for What?
Turn Down for What?
Yeah.
I decided to add in our own Tom Nook sounds.
I said it'd be way funnier if we did it ourselves. If we didn't use the actual voices. You missed a lot, Drew, on Talking Smack. I'm just letting you know you missed a lot.
That's fine.
You're welcome. Tune in Saturday.
Saturday mornings.
I'm not going to listen.
Turn off your Saturday morning cartoons and turn up the old school radio.
Oh, man. So good.
All right. Well, I need help. I need you guys to continue to check your turnip prices because I am in a death spiral of the downward trend here.
What'd you buy?
I bought at 108 and I bought 1,000. And the problem is I'm in a decreasing one and it's continuing to decrease and it ain't like, I got a very minimal chance that I'll get a spike here. And the other problem was that my Nook's Cranny shop decided it was going to do an upgrade. So it's closed all day today as we record on Thursday. So I couldn't, if I wanted to sell, I couldn't, or if there was going to be maybe a spike, I can't tell. So I'm currently at 76 from Wednesday p.m. because I have nothing. I can't go into the shop today. And I bought at 108, so I'm already down 32 or whatever it's going to be on Thursday morning. So
I'm at 86.
I'm tempted to try and get out there. But if there's any possibility, you may go up. I may need to travel to another person's island and sell my turnips.
You don't want to come to my island because I am very quickly decreasing. I am at 60 something. There is no turnaround. My high point was done.
I got a 6% chance that it could turn around. That's what I'm looking at.
I will say, I was going to ask you how many you bought because you were smart when you saw it was over 100 to only do 1,000 because there's a high chance of it being the decreasing.
Yep.
So, obviously, you don't want to lose all that. But, and I've been telling myself, I don't care. I'm always Saturday, I'm man, when I check it tomorrow morning, if it's a high number, I'm only going to buy 1,000. And I have yet to care. I've just been max it out. We're filling that room.
Just empty the savings account. We're going on a spending spree.
I don't need that basement.
I don't need that watery ass, dingy smelling basement.
I See, it was when we first were really doing this, which was only 2 weeks ago. I thought we'd all be like on the same patterns or whatever, because it just kind of seemed that our prices were the similar, they weren't the same. But it's crazy how like each person's is different. Like it doesn't matter. Yeah. Like all of us, I'm sure like mine matches somebody else out there, and like yours matches somebody else out there, right? Like it's not absolutely random, but like I think that's pretty interesting how they do that. And like we, like you were trying to do, is take advantage of the fact you can go to someone else's island and sell there. So you're really trying to find who has the, you know, the large spike, and then get everybody to go there to sell their stuff, and then make everybody make money.
Because that's because that was last week for me, right? I tripled my money last week, you know, because I was on the large spike. But then, yeah, this week it's just on a crash. And it's got to, I mean, yeah, it's got to be the same for people out there, because it's not, I don't think it's 100% random, because if you can, you know, you plug in certain numbers into here, if you plug in the wrong number, it's like, nope, that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't follow the pattern, or doesn't, you know, it doesn't jive with what they're talking about. So there's obviously some kind of pattern that they can follow. So it's, you know, it's not completely
random. It's the only way that this website can work. They created it because it's very clear there are patterns. Yeah. It's not absolutely random. That's why it gives you, like, you know, the ranges of where the number's going to fall. Because, like, how, I don't even want to think about the amount of time and effort put in by what has, like, a listing of, like, 25 people or names or websites or whatever that to make this all work. But, like, I was kind of wondering, too, because you had the large spike, if that meant you were going to have the decreasing this week. Like, I want to know. Right. I feel like that ties out, because the first comment, I think, on that website is something about, it's like, is this your first time buying? Yep. Because that affects which pattern you're going to get. Mm-hmm. And then it is, what was your pattern last week? Because that affects your pattern this week. And so, like, I really feel like because you had the large spike, it was meant for you to get decreasing this week.
That makes sense.
I wouldn't doubt that, because it's like, hey, they think they're riding high because they just made three times their turnip price. They're going to go in bigger this week, and then we're going to fuck them on Monday morning.
They're going to spend their three times the turnip price. And then
when you realize you're on the decreasing and you're never getting back what you spent. Hey, just keep those diamond hands, okay?
That's right.
You don't get out till Saturday night when it's down to like 13 per turnip.
That's what I might be waiting for, because Friday could be, it could be a spike. Oh,
I think I'm on the fluctuating, because yesterday I was at 38, and today I'm at 86.
Whew. Yeah, I'm pretty confident that I think small spike and large spike, they spike, they go down, and they don't come back up. Fluctuating, I think, is the only one that goes up and down throughout the week, depending on which, hence, like, pattern name it actually is. But that's what I mean, though, is, like, when small spike and large spike happen, they're never going to come back up. Like, they, once it hits its top point, it's all going down. Oh, yeah. So the fact that Drew's did come back up means more than likely the best case scenario you can get on Drew's island is 129, because I think usually what it says when you're on fluctuating, because I've had it now 2 weeks in a row, is that it can be 83 to 129, and it puts it for four time slots in a row. Oof. And then you just got to hope that you decide to get out at the right point out of those four times in a row.
Right.
Mine this week, so my price was 92. I bought 3,400 of them. That was my full inventory I could do, which ended up being the perfect amount for one room. So now that's the only amount I'll buy, because I just drop them in the room and let them sit there.
Turnip tower over there.
Yeah. It's a nice fancy room. I put a nice carpet in there. And then, it's the best room in my house.
Who puts turnips on their carpet?
It's the rest of my house is garbage, because I just keep loading it up with stuff to keep getting the plaque and trophy for getting the high rating each week. So, like, you can't even get to the other rooms. I just have shit everywhere, except for my small path to get to my turnips.
Oh, my God.
It's a hoarder paradise.
It's really bad. It's so mine was 92, and it told me it was going to be fluctuating like 65%. And then all of a sudden it was, what was my day? Tuesday p.m. or Tuesday a.m. it was. And I was, my first price was 101, my second price was 107. So it was like, you're either fluctuating or you're going to be a small spike. And then it was like, the only way I would know if I was fluctuating was if it was less than 129, or if it was higher than 129, I was small spike. My number came in at 129, and I was like, you motherfucker. Because I was like, either this means this is the best price I'm going to get all week, or it's going up from here because it's small spike. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, fuck it, we're letting it ride. And then the next price, then the next number that came in, 130. I was like, are you shitting me? One, really? And then, so then I got out.
3,000 bells right there.
It confirmed that it was the small spike, and that was the highest number I was going to get for the rest of the week. So then I was like, well, I held out for one extra turnip, and I was like, you son of a bitch.
Ah, it was worth it.
It was like, I'm literally like, okay, if it's lower than 129 or higher than 129, I know what I'm going to do. 129. Oh, are you shitting me? Just purposely.
Yeah. I'm sure they do it because they know people use that website.
Right? Well, and they're messing with the wrong guy. I got diamond hands. I'm holding all day unless I know I need to get up.
I'll go down with the ship. I'll eat 3,000 turnips.
I'm getting there. I might have to.
Just sitting in my room eating all turnips.
Just eating turnips on my freaking carpet.
Ian, what is your highest potential?
So if I end up getting the large or small spike, because I have a 90% chance that it's going to be decreasing, but my highest potential would be on Friday, I could get 648.
Oh, geez.
Damn, I'd be holding out. There's no way I risk
but that's
it.
That's a 6% chance that that's going to happen. So.
Okay, that changes my mind. I was going to say you should just cut bro, come to my island, take your losses. But
yeah.
that's a big gain.
It's big. It's a chance. Odds are it's not because it's following the pattern of decreasing.
So if you wait till that day, what's the bottom that day?
The bottom that day looks like for decreasing would be 54.
Yeah, you got to hold out because you're not eating that much. Like if you sell now at mine, you got 86. So if you sell that day at 54, you're only eating 30 a piece, but you could gain 500.
Well, that's to say your, like if I asked you guys, you know, your price is going to be higher than that too. So I can cut out for even less.
Yeah.
If I wanted to.
You got a hold.
It's a good chance. I mean, it's a good chance. It's a 6% chance.
You bought 1,000.
We'll see.
You bought 1,000.
I bought 1,000. About 100. I bought 100 at 108. Bought 1,000. So.
Yeah, but what are your odds on rolling a 2 or a 20? Okay. We did that a lot. And it hit a lot.
But a lot of ace deuce. A lot of horn bets. Yeah, going.
I'm going to say.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see. Turnips are a little more fickle.
That guy we gambled with.
Yep, he was good.
He was loving
life. Twos and 20s, gentlemen. Twos and 20s hit every time. Just follow what that guy was doing.
12s.
12s.
20s and 12s. Twos and 12s. It's been a while. I haven't been in the casino.
You're getting a 20, you're cheating. No.
You got three dice over there?
Yes, correct.
Still can't get 20.
Yeah, you can't. You need four dice.
Just look four dice. Call that double craps. It's the newest.
It's all that D&D you've been playing.
Yeah. In my brain, the dice could go up to a 10.
Sure. Yeah.
The dice either goes to 10 or you have one big die that's from a 1 to a 20.
Yeah. That's the D&D talking. That's what I'm talking. Yeah.
That's different odds then. You'd have to play a different game.
Yeah. Considering they're all the same odds, each number.
Yeah, same odds. It's a That's a whole different game. All right, let's talk The Last of Us. A remake is in the works. Didn't this thing just come out?
Well, it's not that old. The Last of Us 2 just came out.
Yeah.
This is The Last of Us 1. There was a remaster that came out a couple years ago. 17 or something like that. 16. It may have even been earlier than that, actually. But this is... So Naughty Dog, who's the publisher, they have a bunch of stuff in the hopper, but it's all in pre-production. So they have a bunch of programmers that are sitting there that have nothing to do. This is as a result of COVID delaying a lot of things. So a lot of their stuff is just sitting in pre-production. So the company has decided, hey, we're going to keep our people working, and we're going to do the Last of Us complete remake. So bring it up into The Last of Us 2's engine, use all the assets from Last of Us 2, potentially make some, ease of life type changes, add some things from The Last of Us 2 that didn't exist in The Last of Us 1, and, bring it up to the latest graphics and everything. So I think it's a really neat idea of a way to, keep a studio kind of working and give them something to do, especially since The Last of Us TV show is going to be coming out next year. In 2022. So I could definitely see this being released kind of as a tie-in to the TV show. As when the TV show comes out, they can say, oh, no, by the way, we have this remake of the original game now available on PS5 or whatever. So
I think it's smart. I agree. I think it all kind of ties out with the show. It keeps the interest, the hype, all of that, people keep this interested in their minds. Like, you don't really have to with The Last of Us. We talked about it, whatever, last time or the time before, where, obviously those are very popular games. They were rated Game of the Year. Both of them were. So, people love it. People bought the remaster. A remake, I think, is a really good idea. And, keep people working. Don't risk, losing people, losing jobs. They usually put out pretty good work, so why not do this? And then you're gonna get people to spend the money on the game. It's Grand Theft Auto right there. Yep. You're getting people to spend more money on the game they've already played, except it's made for the newest gen of consoles, so why not? I think that's pretty cool. And when it's Last of Us, that's a little different. I feel like I'd be willing to spend that money again to replay it, but look amazing and run maybe smoother and have some of the cool features like you just said. Right. I'd be very interested to know if they'd keep multiplayer from the first one, because I know they're working on a multiplayer. I think it'd be tied out to the second one though, but maybe it'd be here. Maybe if it's me, if I'm the big wig in the room, I'm not putting multiplayer on the second one. I'm leaving that single player. I'm getting you, if you want multiplayer, I make this remake of a game you've already played, but it has everything's new, and it has multiplayer. And that gets all the people that wanted the multiplayer for the second one now to buy the game they already played, because it's new for the new console. Done. You got your whole group of people back.
Yep.
Man, I should get one of these leadership jobs. I got to tell you guys, I got a great idea. We should probably cut this, though. I don't want to risk it being stolen by someone over the internet. Because I watch Finding Nemo literally 4 times a day. Yep. I have written the third installment of Finding Nemo.
Oh boy.
And what it should be. And it's just like Toy Story, what they did with that, where when I'm watching Toy Story 3, I'm the same age as Andy. I'm going off to college. It's like I grew up with Andy. So if I'm watching Finding Nemo, and then we're watching Finding Dory, obviously what the next movie should be, Nemo should be older, and it's Finding Marlin.
Yeah.
We're finding his dad. Yep. I put the whole movie together in my head. I wrote it out. Now I just got to pitch it to some Disney bigwig.
Does Marlin have dementia, and he's just wandering around? Stop. And he's like...
Stop. Don't steal all that from me. Because that's what gets everybody linked in, is that Marlin's starting to lose his memory, just like Dory. So yeah. She remembers things better than him. But then what you really realize is Nemo never left home because he just couldn't leave his dad. And then what he does this is the big, how it all ties out full circle, is that losing his dad and Dory, he has to find them and do the big adventure. And then in doing this, he finds himself another clownfish. Her name is Coral. That ends up being his wife. Name of his mom, big circle. Done. Movie. You get all the parents crying, watching this as this shit's happening because they watched all these movies. Kids have no idea what's going on. They're just like, I fucking love Dory. Done. Done. Sold it, Disney. Here you go. Listen in.
But isn't Ellen DeGeneres canceled?
I think she is, right? She might not be canceled.
I think she was like mean to her staff members or something.
Yeah, so she was canceled, but then she came back and people love her still. So like she's not really canceled. She's like half canceled.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But what you do is you just go on that website where you can get voice actors who sound like the actor.
Fiverr?
It's not like you see her. You just see someone that sounds like her.
We're just going to pay for this voice acting on Fiverr whole movie. It's going to be like 100 different people.
So you're going to get...
The voice changes every five
minutes. Ellen DeGenderless is going to be the name.
Yeah. Ellen DeGenderless.
Oh, boy.
I don't know who the other guys were.
Well, hold on. I got more to talk about The Last of Us before we went down.
I took it way off. Cut this all out. I don't want my idea getting stolen.
No, it's all right. It's already the title of the show.
I'm thinking of Incredibles 3 as well. So there you go. Oh,
boy.
When all you do is watch Disney movies, all you can think of is what would the next one be? Otherwise, I'm going to sit and rewatch the same thing all day because all we do is watch Nemo and Dory. If you guys look at my Skype, I like how everybody puts quotes in their Skypes now. My quote on my Skype is, remember, fish are friends, not food. Nobody said anything, and I'm waiting for someone to finally say something.
Jeez. Okay. The Last of Us. This puts me in a sticky situation because this is a game that I've been wanting to play. You know, obviously, I didn't have the PS4, so I didn't really experience it. And obviously, with The Last of Us 2 coming out, you know, now there's two games now that I want to play through. And I want to start with one. Now the question is, do I play the remastered version or do I wait a year for the remake to come out and play that and then just roll right into The Last of Us 2, which will be all in the same engine and potentially have a lot of the same movesets and kind of roll right together? This is my question.
That's a good point. I thought remaster was free. At some point,
I think it's part of PS Now. Now.
So that'd be the way, if you had to pay for them, I would consider waiting. You'd probably get a deal on the second one at some point if you then buy the remake of the first one. I would imagine a remake, like in my mind, remake doesn't mean they're changing the whole story. That's not what my mind thinks. I wouldn't think that's what they're doing. It would just be a different game then. So, like, you're not going to miss out on, like, key story things to get you to the second one. But, like, if you want to play it now, playing it free, to me, makes sense. Because then, you know, you didn't spend money to do it if you have time to play it. And if you're only really focused on the story, I don't remember how many hours it took. But it's not, like, you know, it's not going to feel like a month of playing to get through the whole thing, I don't think. Especially if you don't play like Sean, who wants to play at the hardest level and take 20 hours to play one level and not beat it, like he said last time. It won't take you long to get through it. So, like, if you ever get the chance to play it and it's free, then I would. Otherwise, waiting, I think, is probably a smart bet. I always like personally waiting. I didn't fully finish Spider-Man because I was like, well, I'm going to end up playing it and then rolling into Miles Morales, and I have yet to play the remastered Spider-Man on my PlayStation 5. So that's how that goes, I guess.
I haven't finished that and I haven't even touched Miles Morales. So.
Yeah. The games that came with it and I haven't even touched it.
Dan, any advice?
Wait. Doesn't look like it's available on PS Now. If I'm looking on the PlayStation Store right now, it's $20 to get the remastered version.
I have it through something. Maybe it's PS Plus. Maybe it's part of
PS Plus.
the PS Plus subscription. Maybe whatever they have those couple of games that are free on there.
Maybe it is because I'm not signed in, so maybe it's maybe it is.
On the I'll PS check Plus in my fancy app. Give me 1 second.
But I still, so I do still have. Yeah, go ahead.
I do have it. I have the remaster. I didn't get to because, like you said, that one you have to pay for. I figured I'll wait until that one goes on sale or something. But yeah. I have the first one. It's sitting there. But there's plenty of other games that I have, right? I mean, I have God of War that I could play through. That's part of either PS Plus or PS Now, one of them. Mm-hmm. That Final Fantasy VII remake or re-release or whatever it was, I think that'd be kind of cool to play through. So it's not like I'm hurting for games, especially since there's quite a few games coming out soon-ish that I'm interested in, like the Mass Effect remakes and the whenever Far Cry actually comes out. So I'm not hurting for games. So
yeah,
2021. I think it still says probably.
I think so too.
I mean, that'd be my opinion. Would be to wait if they are going to do the remake and put it on the new engine and everything like that. I think it'd be visually more pleasing to play on the on the new version than I think. Well, so, and if you can wait, you know, then I'd give it a wait.
I would agree with that. In like almost every video game, Last of Us was one that looked amazing. Like I thought that game stuck out on PlayStation 4. With how amazing it looked. So, like, it might hold up. I haven't tried it. And then the remastered over, like, the original made it even look way better. I was like, holy crap, this game could look better. So, like, I'm sure it holds up. But I do agree, though, that the PlayStation 5 version that would come out probably run smoother, look even more amazing. Yeah. The details, I'm thinking, is where it would really highlight, like, how great it looks. But I'm sure, like, the remaster one looks good. I looked, too, and I $20 was if you buy the remastered or $60 for Last of Us 2. I'm sure there will be some deals if you wait it out a year. And if you wait it out, too, you take advantage of the holiday season. Like, that's the best time to buy games. You're getting the best deals around then.
That's true.
So, like, I try to. I don't always hold out. If I see a deal throughout the year, that's more likely when I'm going to buy something. Especially now that price has gone up on video games.
Well, you guys need to remind me in October, don't buy a video game. Wait a month.
Yeah.
You just got to wait a month. That's usually all it takes.
Freaking Legion, man. Bought that full price. I could have had it for like $20 a week later.
Son of a bitch.
Whatever.
All right, well, that sound means that it's time for our final topic of the night.
Finish him!
Well, even though none of us really own an Xbox, we do sometimes dabble in the Xbox Game Pass, and it's surprising that this is the last topic, because we're talking about the Xbox Game Pass, which I don't even know if you still have the subscription for, because I let mine run out.
Oh, yeah, I canceled that shit.
Yeah.
No, as soon as they, you know, it started out, I think when I came on here, I was like, you guys, you can get it for $1 a month. Yeah. Literally, that lasted 1 month, and then it was $5 a month, and then and then a month or two later, it was $10 a month. I was like, "This is stupid."
Yeah,
So I got out of it. I think once it went to $10 a month, I think now it's $15 or something like that.
Yes,
depending on matching, what package you get.
Yeah, it's matched to the ultimate pricing, which is what I was paying back then to get like the best, like the ultimate Gears of War 5, and I downloaded like two other games I was playing at the time. So like. The Game Pass really works if you plan to get 2 to 3 games each year, like it evens out cost wise, right? But then if you're like us, which we've all just said we did, you play your one game, you don't download anymore, and then the $15 just keeps rolling out of the bank account each month, and I don't even remember it.
Yep.
My Xbox is currently what we use for our entertainment system in our living room. So like because of the fact we can use it like a Blu-ray DVD player, we can use it, do all of our streaming through there for all the different now apps and stuff. So like I literally don't have it hooked up to Xbox Live. I just have it for now, a big entertainment system. Okay. My fancy Gears of War Xbox One.
That's awesome.
Well, this may change some people's minds on the Game Pass, because it's they got some new games which are sounds like a pretty good deal. You can get MLB The Show, brand new MLB The Show 21 on there, which I think is pretty badass.
That's a big deal too, because this is was a Sony exclusive forever, literally forever. It was it's still made by it's in San Diego, I think, but it's a Sony studio makes it, and MLB threatened to pull the license if they didn't open it up to now finally having an Xbox version instead of it only being released for PlayStation every year. So that it's a huge deal that one, you're finally getting to play this on Xbox because it's just been PlayStation. And then the fact that you can get it on this, the Game Pass, like I said, if you're planning to download two new games and play them, Game Pass makes sense, because then you can get even more games and you're spending less money. At least having it to play this and give it a try, especially if you've never had a PlayStation and you're interested in baseball. It is a really good looking game, but man, is it full simulation. It's not an arcade baseball game. It is, if you're dedicated to play a 3 hour long baseball game because that's what you do, good luck to you. Like, that's not me. I'm a Road to the Show guy. I like boosting my own character and only playing when I hit. It's like, you want to play when you're in the field? Do you want to play when you're on base? Hell no. I just want to take swings of the bat. Get me out there.
Put me in, coach. I got hoop dreams.
I want to be a DH.
Can I just say really quickly about the image of MLB The Show? Like, in that page run, if you scroll down to the actual bigger image, like the front of this game, it's Tatis Jr. on the Padres, and like it's just him standing there. But then in the bottom corner, they have him facing backwards, and they circled his name. Like,
in case you didn't know.
It's like, you gotta hey, put it's this guy.
Put some respect on his name. I wonder why they did that. And the other one drawing the lines from his mouth like he's yelling at someone.
Yeah.
Right. Well, he has his hand up like he's yelling, but then you can't see the hand because they drew the lines in.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that blends in with the background.
He's the next big name in baseball after his performance last year in 60 games, being like all homers all the time. He's the next big star. Got to get him on the cover. And then people are like, who's this guy? I don't watch. Who's the Padres? Are they even still a baseball team?
Yeah, baseball's so up and down.
I haven't bought The Show. I think I mentioned this before, since it was Aaron Judge's release, and I bought the one of the better releases because I wanted the steelbook of the locker with his name on it, and it says All Rise because he's called the Judge. So that's what they do at Yankee Stadium. They all wear their the old time wigs, like George Washington is all I can imagine. And they say it when he comes out, it's All Rise, and they all stand up in the crowd.
That's awesome.
That's what's cool about baseball. It's being at the event. Watching it on TV, I can have it on, but I'm not watching it the whole time. It's going to the game, playing it as a video game, and it's the true full simulation. Not great. It is not that fun.
I watch the highlights. John Boy or whoever it is on YouTube, he's got all the highlights on baseball. It's fun. He does breakdowns. That's great.
That's all you need. You need is Twitter. You might not see it the second it happens, but a couple seconds after it happens, you're going to see what happens on Twitter. Why pay extra to have cable to watch baseball when I can just watch it on Twitter for free?
I'm with you.
So I think the big thing about this Game Pass, these games that are coming out, it looks like they're limiting which versions you can get. So some of them are only available on the console. Some are available on console and PC. And then a number of them are only available on this cloud service, which I think is still in beta.
Yeah.
And you, you know, it's kind of like, what were we saying? It was the Stadia, right? Where you don't actually have the game downloaded on your computer or anything. It's just your, I think you can even do it as a mobile thing. You just hook up.
It is a mobile.
Play it on Android.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You buy like a special controller, you hook it up to your Android device, and then you just play it through your Android device and it's connected to the cloud. So
I think some of these, strange. You don't even need a controller. Some of them you can use touch controls. Which okay. I don't know. Some games may be okay with that, but I don't know how. I'm terrible with the touch control type of stuff.
It would depend on what it is. It would like if it's a timing thing, that's not a problem. If it's I need to essentially use like a touch control pad like on the corner to move a character around and then do other things, like I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah.
Because like their image, if you like just check out Xbox, Microsoft's cloud gaming, like. Their website basically it's Halo, it's someone playing Halo, a screenshot of Halo on a fake Android with the controller around it.
That's like Grand Theft Grand Theft Auto 5 is another one that just got released, and that's on cloud and console. Like I don't
that
know
game just
that
came
cloud?
Out yeah. What a deal.
Brand new.
What a joke.
Brand new
joke. They should never make a new one. They should just keep fucking putting this thing out wherever.
Sad new stories.
People still buy it.
Hey, Grand Theft Auto 5.
20 years from now, the brand new Grand Theft Auto 5 on the PlayStation 20.
So stupid.
So NHL 21 and MLB The Show, not available on PC.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them are just console, I guess, to show you can get on cloud. Bullshit. But both of them are otherwise are just console.
Because I can't tell you, well, what was it? 2011 was the last time an NHL game was on PC. Some bullshit. Let me tell you.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know.
Is there some kind of...
Is there a
typically,
licensing thing?
It's licensing, right? It, typically, usually. When I think of that, it's licensing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand how that would work. Especially if it's available for Xbox. Why, you know, it's Microsoft, man. You can't put that on your PCs. That's the whole reason. The whole reason I bought a PS5.
GTA 5 isn't even on the PC. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Like,
you can buy it on PC, right?
Yeah.
But for the Game Pass, you can't play it on PC. Because they want you to buy it. That's because they want you to buy it both ways.
Right.
They want you to buy it twice. That's what they want you to do. Which
I already
do.
Bought it twice.
I've already bought it 5 times. Son of a bitch. Could have me buy it.
Is that what they meant by 5? Grand Theft Auto 5?
Yeah.
They're waiting for everybody to buy it.
Once everybody buys it 5 times, they're going to release 6. And they'll be ready to go.
Yeah, but in sections. So you have to spend $60 each time the new part comes out.
You know, to be honest, that is what freaking worries me
each
about
island.
Grand Theft Auto 6 is it's going to be microtransaction to hell. Not happy with that.
Yep, there's going to be something. Because why would they? They have no reason. I know we've talked and joked and complained about this. They have no reason to release a new one. Why would they?
Yeah.
Because look at all the money they're making on a game that's been out for how long? 3 console generations.
Yep.
And it's literally because they just keep putting new online stuff out that isn't really you can just play. You have to find other people to play with. And then usually you're really forced into buying them damn shark cards, which is all microtransactions now. And like they figured it out. People still play it. So why release a new one?
Everybody's got to stop playing it. Are you listening out there? Stop.
That's the
playing
only way they're making
Grand Theft Auto
one.
5 so that they will be forced to release a new one.
Yep.
It's I'm the doing only some way. Live research. I want to know what the guess. I want to know the estimate on how many people still play this game.
Boycott
right now.
GTA 5. That's going to be the title of our podcast. We're going to get the word out. Boycott.
Thing is, GTA 6 hasn't even been announced.
No.
No.
Like, there hasn't been
any word.
Maybe D3.
There you go. Just tune in on June 12th.
It's going to be the cyberpunk treatment, though, where they do it for 6 straight years.
Well, I heard there's some developers at Naughty Dog that need something to do. Maybe.
Yeah, right?
get them on it. God damn it. All right. Well, you know.
Oh, man.
I would say.
Okay. Live stat for you quick.
Oh, here we go.
That play counter for Grand Theft Auto 5 says...
that roughly 100,000 people, average players still across the platforms, regularly play the game, log in and play.
Jeez.
Yeah.
100,000.
That doesn't sound
like
enough.
That's insane. Granted, that was probably like way higher, however long ago, but like for a game that's been out that long, Avengers is down to like only, I think, like 30 people that still play that game.
That's probably the people that made it.
Yeah, they got it free. They get all the shit free. They don't have to pay for any of it.
It's all free. Oh, that poor game. Such high hopes. Oh, well. I mean, if you are a sports fan, though, I mean, this, if you have Xbox or whatever, want to try the Game Pass, because you got to have it for console. So, like, NHL and for MLB, I mean, I think it's pretty awesome to play some sports games on there. But being that it's console only, you can't play it on the PC, so that's definitely disappointing there. But, you know, new games and Grand Theft Auto. Your brand new Grand Theft Auto 5. Go get it now. Play it now.
A joke.
Play it now.
Oh, man. All these DLC, too? I didn't even scroll the whole page.
Oh, get the Game Pass. It's a ton of shit out there.
You can get free Batista's Marcus skin for Gears 5. What a deal.
Oh, boy.
What the hell is this Halo Master Chief Collection Season 6? They do seasons for that game now?
God, I don't even want to know.
What the hell happened here?
I don't know.
Oh my God, it's all microtransactions. What kind of world do we live in?
Well, you read through that while we close out the show here. I want to give a shout out before we close out to a new podcast that has been part of the Chair Shot. They just did their 10th episode. It's called Down the Wire with Tom and Dave. Dave, good buddy of ours from wrestling days. Go follow them at Down the Wire 2. Episode 10 just released on Tuesday, and they did a top 5 sports video games. And it was pretty interesting. I gave it a listen, Drew. Man, Dave, his number 4 was Need for Speed Underground.
One?
Just said Need for Speed Underground.
Oh, okay.
So,
respect.
You got that? You like that?
I wouldn't even consider that a sport game. I wouldn't even have thought of that.
They counted it as sports, racing. I mean, it's racing.
It is. It's racing. That's sport.
I agree with Adam. Like, if I were asked to come up with a sports game list, racing games would not have been on it.
Probably not, because usually don't play them too much, but the only one I would think as far as sports would be maybe NASCAR or something.
Does Mario Kart count as a sports game?
No, they took kart racing as not sports, non-sports.
Oh, okay.
How is it not sports? There's medals. There's placing.
Yeah. There's power-ups. There's dropping banana peels. I don't know. They didn't count those.
Well, what do you do in Need for Speed? Well, we're gonna have to argue these guys.
Maybe we need to get them on the show, and we can do a top 5 sports all around.
Top 5 sports is a good idea. I already know my top 1 though. So I need ones where we need top 5 ideas where I have no idea what you guys are talking about, and I just have to pull stuff out of a hat and make a list.
And they
together.
Did, and well, they did as far
that's
as
what happened
games.
To me.
For Madden, that's what happened. Yeah, he had to do it at the last
Zelda.
Second.
Zelda.
The Madden, like Maddens and any NBA 2Ks and all them were done separately. You had to, if you wanted to pick one, you had to pick one, not the series. So
I could do that still.
That's pretty interesting.
I could still do that. I have my one Madden. Go back to it every time. It's easy.
Yeah. Well, it's the same game, so you can just pick one, and that's basically the series.
You got to pick before it became the same game.
Before the new one, yeah. Before it became the same game. But I give a shout out to Dave's brother Tom as well for his number 4, which was one of my favorites, MLB Power Pros from the Wii, and made definitely a big stink, as much as I do, that they stopped making them. I still make them overseas, I guess, but they're not in the U.S. anymore, and he's very disappointed that those aren't out there. So I tweeted him that if he's looking for something similar, Super Mega Baseball 3 is out there, and it is goddamn good. Yeah.
Game.
Eventually, Dan will play an actual game.
Eventually, I will
get past team creation.
Yeah, eventually, once I get all my logos and my team set up, I will actually play a full game of that because it is awesome.
It sounds like how I play The Sims. I just put all the time into building this house, and then I'm like, well, they moved in. Yeah. Time to delete this one and build a new house.
Oh, yep, that's so much for me. Yep, that's pretty much
no
how this
no more
has been
doors
going.
For you.
I figure once now that the season, baseball season has actually started, I'll probably play a couple more games, you know, but we'll see.
That's usually how it works. That's usually how it works. Where, like, the actual sporting event starts happening, and it's like, okay, now I got interest in playing that game again, like playing the video game of it.
Right.
Makes
exactly.
sense.
Exactly. Just like when the NBA playoffs start, I'll be back in to NBA 2K. So, all right. Well, that's it for us. Make sure, just a second, go check out Down the Wire at Down the Wire 2 on Twitter. Make sure you follow us all over Twitter and Facebook at A Winner Is You. The letter U, A Winner Is You. Make sure you go to ProWrestlingTees.com/chairshot. Get yourself a chairshot t-shirt and go check out thechairshot.com for all your entertainment news. All we got everything. Sports entertainment, wrestling. We got it all. That's episode 29, folks. Thanks for listening to A Winner Is You. Now go catch some bees and chop some trees, baby.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.